Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Can you guys just like here, Chris, give me like 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3. Check a mic. Check 1, 2.
And Kevin.
Hello. Cool, Kevin from Denver coming in.
He's coming in hot.
Hot.
He's coming in hot, boys.
Bring him in.
All right.
I'm looking forward to this.
Not since on the sidewalk outside the dock have we seen this guy.
That's true. That was the last time.
Well, I hope he can get in here. Is he getting in here? Like, oh,
Here he comes.
Audio's still connecting, it looks like.
There we go. We got him in now. What's up, Kevin?
No, he's still muted.
Oh, he's muted now, for goodness sake.
There we go. What's up, guys?
What's up, dude?
There he is.
Kevin, you look like you're just chilling there, man. You look like you're like on a recliner, like putting the feet up.
Yeah,
like
I am on a recliner, just chilling. This is my man cave. I got my gamer. I got my Xbox going on right now. I'm just chilling.
It's nice.
You should play Brett in some NHL one of these times. You guys should exchange gamer tags.
I did what Brett did. I got 2021, hoping that the Kraken would be on there. I'm not on there.
I wonder how many people did that. Tell our listeners right now. I mean, anyone that's listened from the start, definitely the hashtag first 100. No, Kevin from Denver. Kevin emailed the show. Kevin's been with us for a while. Kevin came out to our watch party. Kevin, you are one of the loyal listeners, my friend. It's always amazing to be able to hang with you. And we wanted to have you on the show, chat a little bit more, let you know we appreciate you. And of course, let you, not going to say the words because I don't want to break the rules, but let you usher our show in, my friend.
Let me know when you're ready because I've been rehearsing.
That's good because we've had some people mess it up. So like, I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah. Kevin, wait, I have a question. I mean, you have been here since the beginning, right, man? I mean,
You guys are hilarious, man.
Episode 0 or what? How long have you been listening?
Episode 0. My buddy, he's a big hockey fan, and I asked him, hey man, what podcast can I listen to? And then I looked you guys up. I was like, oh, all right, cool.
I love that we had one episode, and Kevin's like, I'll take a chance on these guys. I love
You guys are hilarious. After that one? You guys are awesome.
Yeah, if you liked episode 0, we're golden. I mean, if we had you with that one, we've only improved since then.
What about
I threw you guys out on the Seattle Kraken Facebook page. If anybody was looking for a good stream, I was like, hit up this podcast.
Love it.
Yeah.
Respect. Nice. Shout out. I got a question. What about Kraken fandom, though? Because we obviously see the Seahawks flag there in the background. I already know because we've talked off the air that you're a huge Seahawks fan. But is it just you love all things Seattle? You're from Seattle or the area, right?
Yeah, I love all things Seattle, man. Like, I've been waiting for the Supersonics to come back.
Oh, yeah.
And once the Kraken came back, I was like, sweet. Got a hockey team now. The next step is the Sonics.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Kevin, you and I, though, have had a similar journey, right? Because you were a big Avs fan. We, the Kraken, have a game coming up against the Avs. What are you going to do, my friend?
I was trying to fly out there to Seattle for that game because I'm on vacation this week. So I was trying to get out. It's pricey. It's not cheap, so.
Which jersey were you going to wear?
I haven't got my Kraken jersey yet.
Convenient.
It's on back order. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So I'd have to rock my shirt, and the hats are too dang expensive, man. I'm trying to get me a nice Kraken hat, but they're like $40 a pop.
Yeah, and we don't even have released the show hats yet, so.
Yeah.
Oh.
What about just a Groovy jersey?
Yeah. Best of both worlds. I don't even want to go there yet.
Because it could go either way, right?
Yeah. I don't want to split it in half.
Rough times right now for the team, man. How are you feeling as a member of Kraken Nation right now?
You know, I'm being patient as a fan. It's expansion team. You got to be patient. Mm-hmm. You know, Vegas didn't come out of the gates like winning every game and tearing it up in the league. We didn't hear about Vegas till playoff season. So I'm hoping we get a better part of the second or a better part of the season coming up soon. So
favorite Kraken team member so far?
Favorite Kraken. I'm gonna go Dunn.
Cool. And then I need to check in, Kevin. I know that the name Kevin has been under some heat on this show. You know this. Kevinisms, you're very flesh and blood, right? Brought some fire under the name Kevin. Didn't Yoshi call it like Kevin is the new Karen? Wasn't that kind of what it was?
Oh my God. I had to put nip that in the bud.
I was just going to ask you, how you've been working with her, building the name Kevin back up, doing that hardcore parenting, and hopefully shifting her perspective on our namesake.
Oh, she stopped that conversation after a few weeks. I was like, we ain't playing that game.
I mean, that sounds like good parenting to me. I don't know about you guys. Kevin, dude, you're the man. Hey, listen, we talk about on this show, we're like, we need more listeners just like you, guys that come to our events. The fact that you wanted to hang with us and you drove all the way out to do that, just want to let you know it means a lot to us. So thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me on the show, guys. That's awesome. I love it. Promoting you guys, man. I'm trying to get more people to follow you guys.
This one will be out on Thursday.
You know, that's the other thing I was going to tell you guys. It sucks listening to you guys once a week, man. You guys have to do like twice a week.
Speak of the devil.
Don't worry. We got plans, dude. You'll see. Wait, speaking of on time and, you know, doing things and stuff, we have a show to do. And if Kevin wouldn't mind, Kevin from Denver, other Kevin wouldn't mind doing the honors here. We could, you know. Get this thing going here, guys.
He's been practicing.
Get it rocking.
I think we might have a new bar raised for ushering in our show here. I'm excited.
It's coming. All right. Let's go release the show.
Young fish. What's cracking? We cracking. We dipping. We diving. We sliding. We snapping.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Release the Show. We are Seattle's Kraken Podcast. Kevin from Denver, thank you for bringing us into the show. I'm the other Kevin. That's Brett. That's Chris. Welcome to the podcast.
He's the man. In the recliner, dude, chilling tonight.
He was doing our show the way I need to do our show. Like, kick back in a recliner. I took some notes from my man right there.
Yeah, Kevin, he was showing you how to be a Kevin.
Hey, I was taking notes, Chris. Taking notes, my friend. So welcome to the show, everyone. We'll definitely hit our hat trick today. Those three stories you care about for your Seattle Kraken. I'm going to give you, I think, the biggest reason why Seattle's had some early season struggles. We'll talk about this week's games. Predict the upcoming slate here on Release the Show. So definitely stay tuned, boys. A lot to get to here today. Yes.
Kevin, let me interrupt your intro.
I was actually almost done with that intro right there.
You'll never get through it.
Yeah, playing it close these days, man.
Oh, yeah. I tell you, he's getting his teeth. I like to live dangerously, boys. let me interrupt because we've been doing, and I don't know if people have been listening, but we've been putting out a couple extra snippets here and there every once in a while.
Very special Release the Show episodes.
This week's in particular, I read an email that came with a question, and a lot of us Kraken fans, a lot of Kraken Nation have been asking this. I see it on Twitter all the time. Do we suck? Guys, and the email was much longer than that I read. It was funny and it was written very well from a very loyal listener. And so anyway, everybody, I encourage you to go check out the other episode from this week where I read this email and I also answer the question as best as I can. And I didn't want to answer it on behalf of you and Chris, but I answered it on behalf of me and it's my opinion, but I answer the question or I try to answer the question, do we suck? So go check that out, everybody. And more little weird little episodes coming soon, too, as we continue to build this show up. Interruption. That's it.
I love just how polite this fan base is, right? If it was like Philly or New York or Toronto, it'd be like losing their minds. But our fan base is like, guys, can I be upset right now? Can I be furious? Do we suck? It's just so polite and charming, I think.
Excuse me. Yeah, I have a question. Yeah, if you wouldn't mind, could you help me out? Do we suck?
If you lose 10 of your first 15, am I allowed to? Would I be able to? Would you permit me to ask the question, please, sir?
Yes.
While I sip my espresso, my double half calf tall, that, light on the foam, whatever.
Which is kind of ironic that everyone around here is hopped up on espresso, yet still very polite and asking and reacting to their team that is struggling.
Yeah, true.
100%. So yeah, we got some emails coming in. I know last week we had Jess that sent us an email, and Brett, you put me under the gun a little bit. You turned the heat up on the Hot for Teacher Kevin quiz. I'm going to be honest. It was not my best performance. We're not going to ace all of our quizzes. I just want to say, Jess, you sent me off with a little bit of homework and I came back with an assignment. I wanted to let you know some of the answers there. I may have cheated a little bit and our producer may have helped me. It was an open book quiz, guys, right? Can I?
Hold on a second. The real story is we stopped recording and we all, like, after the show, we're like, great show, everyone. Yeah, okay. We hang up on the Zoom. I drive home. It's like a 5-minute drive from producer Katie's house. By the time I get home, I'm like beside myself because I'm like, how did Kevin not know one answer?
Hold on. I knew it like one or two.
He knew the hat trick one.
I was like, I'm texting the group. And before I could, before I could even text the group, producer Katie had texted the group and said, what did you say? You can yell out from the background that you got curious and you looked it up on your own or something.
What's after three is four. It's a hole.
A hole.
It's a hole.
A hole.
Looked up all the names and all the answers and trolling our Kevin on our group text chain.
Yeah.
It quickly became not Hot for Teacher Kevin. It was Hot for Teacher Katie.
Maybe Katie needs to take the pop quizzes on this show. Just hit me with some easy ones. Hit me with some tough ones. I did want to say, Jess, I did look it up. And you also asked about how did the hat trick started? Well, the Hockey Hall of Fame says that a Toronto businessman named Sammy Taft promoted his business by offering a hat to any player who scored 3 goals in a game. So that's coming from the Hockey Hall of Fame, Jess. So you gave me a little homework. Just want to let you know, Hot for Teacher Kevin doesn't do the best on the quizzes, I'm going to take that home. I'm going to put a little bit more work in.
You do realize though, Kevin, that like the test is where you're supposed to perform. You don't go home after the test and find the answer and then just say, hey, teacher, I found the answer. Now they're still going to be like, yeah, but you got an F on the test. That's like, great.
It's like Yanni Gord going home and like ripping slappers in the backyard after missing the net all night. It's like, we could have used it in the game.
Well, hey, guys, maybe there was something in the air because I performed kind of the same way our boys have performed. So let's get into our hat trick. Again, these are the 3 stories you care about most for your Seattle Kraken. Panic in the streets, right? Our first of our hat trick. 4-game losing streak. What I want to do here is I want to tell you guys what I think the main reason is for these early season blues. I want our listeners to buckle up. Chris and Brett, buckle up a little bit. I got some business to attend to. And then I'd love you boys to react on this.
This is why you think we suck?
Hold on. I'm going to take an optimistic approach on this show. I think the fan base needs it. Our listeners need it. We're all hurting a little bit right now. So I'm going to take an optimistic approach. So first, okay, I want to take you guys back here. Opening night against Vegas. In Vegas, Chandler Stephenson scores that game winner, that cough-kicked goal, right, after Geeky tied it. Late timely goal. Opening night at Climate Pledge. Grubby allows that game-winning goal on a breakaway from Connor Garland. Less than 5 seconds left in Arizona, Kraken a minute away from forcing overtime. Kraus scored with 1:05 in regulation. So what do all these things have in common, guys? Here is the big problem with this team right now. They are not getting that key save from a goalie when the opponent is in that high danger zone. When I talk about the high danger zone, I'm talking about the crease, the slot right there in front of the goal, extending upwards kind of to even with the faceoff circle. So we've talked a little bit about goaltending challenges on the show. Our eyeballs are telling this. I got a little data to back this up. I want to throw at you boys. So the Kraken offense has earned 106 high danger zone chances in the season. They've only allowed 82, which sounds pretty good, right? And it would be, but the problem is the Kraken have a high danger zone save percentage of 0.750, which is the second worst in the NHL. What that means is anytime our opponent has a high danger zone opportunity, they are cashing in on it. And I shared those games, right? How many games have we seen it go into the third period? How many times have we seen Grubby not make the big save. If suddenly three or four of these games flip, the Kraken gets an overtime point, the Kraken gets a win, suddenly, you know, we're looking at a team that's middle of the pack Pacific Division. We're not having these conversations. That's our problem, guys. Timely saves from goaltenders. That's the issue right now.
What is the answer for this?
Well, here's
the fundamentals. Is it that these guys don't have it? Because Grubauer certainly had it last year with Colorado. Driegers, a young stud, but they just, they're not closing their legs fast enough. Like, what's going on?
I'd love to see Brett skate out on the ice as a guest coach and try to coach him up with, are we going to do
legs. Close your legs faster.
Screaming faster. That over and over again. Listen, it's not, Brett, it's not the answer we want to hear as a fan base. I think we got to just be patient, right? Grubby last year, he posted a 1.97 goals against average, 0.922 save percentage. Right now, Grubby's at a 0.880. Drieger's at a 0.833. Decord's at a 0.873. Grubby's never had a season where he posted a lower save percentage than 0.916. So this just means that things are going to eat, you know, over time, things are going to even out for the fan base. We're going to get some of these stops. I guess I'm preaching patience and that we need to be patient and know that we're going to get some of these games right now that just aren't falling our way.
Well, it's like, it's momentum, right? Like, that's what bothers me about it. In some of these games, you know, we've scored early. Well, no. I mean, the Coyotes game up 2-0 right away, like
in the inside first minute.
In it. And then, but then what happens is you give up that cheap, easy goal, and all of a sudden that little thing starts to creep into the back of our minds, and maybe it creeps in the back of their mind. And then the next thing you know, like Uncle Mo is on the other team's side, and we're all of a sudden down 3-2 or whatever it was.
This whole thing with Grubby, my question to you, Kev, I don't have the stat to pull out though, is during his days with the Avs, was the team putting him in the positions as much as we are with those high danger chances? And so maybe just percentage wise, he's just getting bombarded with more high percentage danger. I'm not high percentage, but high danger shots right now.
Yeah.
And it's playing out in the way that it would. Like he wasn't getting bombarded. Like, we've been turning it over. As you guys said, breakaways, turnovers.
Well, the one in the Wild game, right?
So whether it's Grubby or the D, we do need to find a way to clean that up and find a way to win.
And Chris, you're absolutely correct here. And I want to be clear with what I'm saying. I'm not saying Grubby is the problem. I mean, again, what we keep going back to are these high danger zone scoring opportunities. These are essentially, you know, potentially goals, right? These maybe should be goals, you can argue. So it means the D's leaving him out to dry a little bit. You guys both mentioned the turnovers, but, you know, you're the man here, Grubby, right? Like, you need to come up with some of these saves, these high danger zone chances. The good goaltenders don't let that goal in to then in the third period go down 4-3 or as soon as we equalize in that Coyotes game. These are the saves he's got to make, and these are the saves he's not making right now. And they're difficult saves.
I can't let it go any longer. If we're going to keep saying high danger zone, I can't. How many times have they said high danger zone? And I said it too. I mean,
yeah, this needs to be blasting in Grubby's ear.
Yes.
Before each game. Someone needs to walk over, just put the headphones on or the earbuds. I'm sure they can afford the fancy earbuds.
I mean,
and just bounce this. Just
every time we talk about the goalies, we just got to put this song on.
I love it.
I think, like, because that's the problem right now, right? I mean, but we got the man to fix it. We got Bruckheimer, you know? Maybe he gets Tom Cruise in there. Maybe Tom Cruise jumps up on a couch in the middle of the locker room, gives some sort of Oprah-esque inspired speech as to why they should stop some pucks and stuff like that. I don't know, play
a little slow motion 2-on-2 beach volleyball, and let's get a team builder going and figure this out
with your shirts off. In jeans.
Yeah, jeans.
I got Alexiak, dude. He's 6'8".
Damn, I didn't know we were picking teams, Brett. You jumped right in there with the first pick.
Alexiak is my goose.
Are we thinking Grubby is Maverick and like Drieger is Iceman? Is that where we're going? Decord? Who's Decord? Like, you know, is he, you know, Slider?
I don't know. I think Grubby is Iceman and then Drieger is Maverick. Drieger is easy on the eyes. He's got that slick back, jet black hair.
That's a good point.
Ads, you know,
he's the manscaper.
Yeah. I think Alexiak though is definitely Goose. Sure. Right, he could rock the mustache. He's already missing the goose there. Not the goose was, but you know, Plus, yeah. Like,
he can sing. Oleksiak. He lost that love and feeling.
Another O in Oleksiak, though, because there's two O's in Goose, boys.
Absolutely. And listen, something fun to do throughout the season is bet on your Kraken, right? Oh, to make that run.
Oh, that's what I should have done.
No. Chris, I was smelling it. I thought this is exactly where you were going. I feel a little dirty that I'm doing the read. I mean, both of you had just such great opportunities to do it. Chris,
another point.
Do you want to just jump in here and take this?
I still haven't found a way to win, Kevin. So you have to do it.
Don't do it. That's a pity reason.
You're right. You're right. Okay. So head to the new updated desktop mobile website, sign up today, receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Use our code, our promo code, Believe, that's BLEAV50 to receive your bonus. They've got a new web interface right at the start of the season, props, odds, lines, all kinds of good stuff. Bet Online is your number one spot for basketball, football, hockey this season. It's the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. Bet Online, it's still where the game starts. Nothing's changed, guys. Still where the game starts. Bet Online.
Well, if you don't start the game, you can't play. So
let's get in number two. Sorry. Of our hat trick. Four game losing streak, guys. Let's react to this past week of games. I'll tell you, starting with one of the most exciting games of the season, that Anaheim game, that was crazy. That game was back and forth. I'd love to talk about our viewing experience. I think some of us were high on high fructose corn syrup potentially during that game. Brett, I'm looking at you.
Huh?
Were you doing shots of maple syrup, my friend?
Yeah, and it was not organic, and it was not 100%. No, it was some cheap store brand stuff, dude.
That's real deal.
Was that every time the Ducks scored, you had to take a shot?
Every
every Kraken goal, I believe.
Every Kraken goal, and we ended up scoring.
It was a 7-4, four goals.
Four goals, yeah. And also, I took an extra shot because I tried to film myself taking a shot, and I wasn't rolling on the camera, but I took the shot anyway. So I actually took 5 shots of maple syrup that night. I was up all night. I didn't go to bed until like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Hasn't slept since the Ducks game.
High on maple syrup, you forget to turn the camera on.
Yeah.
Well, guys, just, you know, talk about the not timely goals, right? I mean, throughout this game, right? Kraken cut it to 3-2 in the second. It was 4-3 they cut it to in the third. It was 5-4. They kept getting within that one goal. And, man, they just couldn't get it done. And then they ended up pulling their goalie, right? In 7-4, it looks a little worse than it was. Empty netters. Yeah. But they were right in this game. This was a shootout. You know, my boy Jared McCann, who, man, he's one of the studs. He's had a great season. 2 goals in that game. But, again, an example where the offense was there. There he is. The offense was there, but we couldn't get that timely save. We couldn't get within – we got within one goal, but we couldn't tie this game.
Yeah, the Ducks game was rough to watch. It was hard, except for McCann, dude. And that's why I put him in my background for this episode. Big shout out to Jared McCann just ripping that. That one where he's coming down ice and he gets the pass and he just kind of pulls up and just smokes that thing. I mean, that was
good to have
gorgeous.
Him back.
Yeah, that was sweet.
Good to have him back.
That was sweet. What a snipe. So
great to have him back.
He's a beaut. So yeah, I liked him. I thought his play was great. Player of the week.
To have him back.
Player of the week last week for us, would you say? For me?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, and then we get into the Minnesota game. Guys, this was an ugly one, right? This was one of the first some ugly games in the season.
I got this one bad, but wrong, very wrong.
Oh, this was an ugly one. We got a guy, Pickleck, that's never scored a goal in the NHL. Right. He had scored as many goals as I had before this game in the NHL. Mm. The guy hangs 3 on us, gets his first hat trick. I mean, this one stung. This one stung, right?
By the end of the second, right? I mean, like,
dude, he
put it on us there.
I mean, that was rough, man. Honestly, I haven't quit on this team ever. I don't ever foresee myself doing that, but that was a rough one to sit through, because like as soon as I figured out those were his first goals, I mean, it was rough. And you know, great thing in sports, a hat trick, of course, like a shutout in baseball or not a shutout, but like a no-hitter, you know, or one of these sports things. But when it happens to your team, it's brutal, man. It's just
by a guy had never scored an NHL goal before.
Agony, man. Didn't we talk about like Seattle sports teams and the Seattle sports gods and how it goes for Seattle sports teams sometimes? Like, man, wasn't that just another kind of moment where it was like, man, this team is from Seattle.
Yeah.
I mean, you find yourself coming from behind, right? Slow start, having to play catch up. Frustrating is definitely a Seattle.
And we worked them over the first time. You know, I was in the building for that first time against the Wild. What happened, Kevin?
I wish I had an answer on this one. I mean, shutout going into the third. This is just one of those games where you stare at your remote, you find that little button that says off, and end of the second period, you might just click that bad boy because you just know a game like that, right? They're not going to turn around in the third. That just had that feeling the entire time.
So, Kevin, you just turn it off. You don't like change it to see something else, like change the channel, like go to a fluff channel, like Lifetime, watch a feel good holiday movie or something. You're just like, I'm turning it off. I'm going to wallow in this.
I love the idea that he turns it off and then sits there silently.
Yeah.
On the couch.
You know? I sit there silently for 20 minutes, which would be the amount of time in the third period. Yeah. Just to reflect.
Just till the game is over. Got
yeah,
it.
Exactly.
Mrs. Kevin comes in and is just like, what is he? Oh, they must be losing again.
Cracker losing.
Turn the lights back off, honey.
He's alone in the dark. What a dad move, too. You
know? Less of those games, please, yes. Contributing to our four-game losing streak.
Four-game losing streak, yeah.
I know. Oof. And let's peek ahead, guys, as we get into our third of the hat trick. Let's look ahead at the schedule. You know what? Thank goodness we got some home games. We got a home slate waiting for us because right now we're not able to win on the road. We got one road win, doing a little bit better at home. We got Chicago waiting for us here. On Thursday.
Oh yeah, and they're kind of just as bad, right?
They're not playing well. They had a lot of activity. Seth Jones in the offseason, Marc-Andre Fleury, but they're struggling as well. So it's a very winnable game.
I think they had like 10 points. We got 9 or something.
Yep. Yep. Well, and then you got Colorado, and then you got Washington coming to town trying to make that game. So what do you guys think as we look at the slate? How are you guys feeling?
Well, I feel good about the Chicago game, but I felt great about the Arizona game too. So I, you yeah. know, I, who knows? This hockey thing is hard to predict, isn't it?
When you lose to the Coyotes, who knows for the rest of the season what's going to happen?
Honestly, you know what? I'll go out on a limb, you guys. I think they're going to win two out of these three, and maybe it's like a weird thing where they lose to Chicago but then win the next two or something and it surprises all of us. I'm gonna say that they're gonna win the Colorado game. I'm just gonna say it. I know Colorado's a great team, but we need a statement win and we're gonna be fired up. Why not? I'm gonna put that one down as a win just because why not? And then I'll say we win the Chicago game too. And then maybe drop the Washington one, which will really tear apart our Kevin because then he won't know what because he might be in the building for that one. I think, right? You're gonna be in the building for that one. And
my plan is to be in the building.
Man,
yes, sir.
If we drop that one to the Caps and you're there in the building, like we might have to be looking for a new co-host, Chris. Like he might start a Capitals podcast after that. I hope not, but
he's going to be so conflicted with emotion in there because he's really a Kraken fan now. But like if the Caps are rocking and rolling and they win and he just like,
well, if,
you
I
know,
mean, Ovi's
lets out
right
a scream
there.
At the end.
Ovi will be right there. He'll be in the room, you know.
Ovi might even just look up if they make eye contact, you know what I mean?
Ooh, yeah.
And just this visceral like reaction where he's just like, yes, he's got RTS gear on. It's yeah, we're going to be looking for a new co-host.
Oh,
they
got to
hope for a Kraken win.
The Kraken better win that one, man. I'm going to be rooting for them hardcore because I know you're going to be there and they got to win that one.
It's going to be an interesting one for me. I'm looking forward to talking about it on the show. I will tell you guys, I've already made the decision. I am wearing the Kraken jersey to
Hell
that
yeah.
game. So
Hell
if,
yeah.
if nice. Anyone sees me at the game, I will be wearing this Kraken jersey. I've already made that
no,
decision.
No, we know, brother. We know.
And Chris?
No, go for it, Kevin.
Well, no, I was going to say, and in my predictions, yeah. believe it or not, I'm predicting a Kraken win over the Washington Capitals.
Yes!
How do you guys like that? Not only wearing the jersey, I'm going on record on this show of saying, I think they're going to beat the Caps.
He is doubling down, my friends.
Wow. I'm pushing those chips in.
Give a round of applause from the people. Good for you, yeah. Kevin. Yeah. We're so proud of you. That's awesome, dude.
I've come a long way, haven't I, guys,
yeah.
since we started this?
Hell yeah, yeah. man. Yeah,
yeah. You're smiling a lot more. You know, just you seem overall just a happier guy.
There you go.
Yeah, man.
Since you've joined Kraken Nation.
Hey, wait.
No, Kev.
Oh, so
go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to ask one thing because when we're, you know, maybe this should have been at one of the other parts of the hat trick, but something I've been noticing a lot of fans have been asking, Kraken Nation's talking about it, like, and Kevin, as our hockey expert here, like, why are we pulling the goalie so early and it doesn't seem to be working? And it, you're talking about these late goals or these untimely or like, you know, snatching a loss from the jaws of victory. Like, why are we pulling him so early? It feels early to me.
Yeah, I was a little confused about the early pull in Anaheim. Maybe you're down one goal. That was a curious decision. Mm-hmm. A lot of times goalies pulled inside about a minute and a half or so. It definitely is situational a lot of times. I mean, sometimes if you get a power play right late in the third, you might pull that goalie to get that extra attacker. But I don't know if Hack is just trying to jumpstart them a little bit. But for a team that's scoring and you get a team that's giving up a lot of goals, I don't agree with the early pulls for the goalie because this team is contributing now. This team is putting them in the back of the net. So
well,
that's just a coaching decision. Though.
There's been a lot of scrutiny about it. So I know maybe in this next.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, I feel like we've talked a lot about how we are in these games. Mm-hmm. They're fighting hard. They're pressing. There's been plenty where we've controlled possession. So if he's making that calculated decision, and maybe it didn't pay off, right? But if he's thinking, we're controlling this right now, like he's got a good feel of the game that if he pulls early, we're still able, because the way that the team is playing, to control the puck, we want the extra man. It didn't work out. But that's all I can think of, right? Is that he's looking at it from a standpoint of, I can afford to pull the goalie because I feel like we are controlling. And it's just that we've been giving up these counters. We score a goal, then give one up. We, you know, turn the puck over and it's one breakaway. But overall, we're actually, playing pretty well.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know enough about hockey yet to be able to, like, really pick apart the coaching decisions and this and that. But that is one coaching decision that's so glaringly easy to see because of the timing of everything, and that the skater, or not the skater, but the goalie is skating off the ice, you know? And that's just something that, like, it's not just the once, it's like twice in a row, you know? It's just, it feels weird. And so, like, if not that Hack is on the hot seat, but as this keeps going, if things like that keep happening, then that seat gets a little hotter, I would imagine.
It gets a little warmer. When we were thinking about the agenda for today, I had Coach Hack on the agenda to take a look at him, and I said, hey, we as Kraken Nation, let's be patient. Let's give him the benefit of the doubt. But the seed is getting, I mean, listen, they're not going to blow him out this season. Probably not going to blow him out next season. But it doesn't mean that he can't start to come under some scrutiny here for some of these decisions. And I think we'll be doing that in the future on this show if it continues.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, hey, look, you got to keep it real as fans, you know, like, you can't just be a homer all the time. And like I said, that one, you can just see it happening right before your eyes. It's like when Pete Carroll calls a timeout at a weird moment or something like that. You can just see it. And, you know, it's only fair to question it, I think.
Yeah. So the upcoming schedule, I got a win at Chicago, a loss in Colorado, a win in Washington. So I'm looking at 2-1, just like Brett. Chris, what do you got here for the slate here coming up?
Well, you know what? I'm going to keep it simple for you guys. Last time I went 2-1, and I think we know what happened after that. I'm pretty sure it was 0-3, right? So for this one, if you can get the reference here, Blackhawks, we're not pulling the goalie. Avalanche, we're pulling the goalie. Capitals, we're pulling the goalie. I'm sorry, Kraken Nation. I'm thinking we're going 1-2. Mm. No pull of the goalie, and a pull, and a pull.
Are you kidding me? Number one bullshit. Oh, number one bullshit.
We got it covered here. As long as on this show we don't lose all three, someone's walking out a winner. I guess if we go 3-0 then, but we'll be happy about that.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah, dude.
Really what I wanted to say is let me watch them against the Avs first, and then I'll tell you how they're going to do against the Caps. I think we got the Blackhawks for sure. I just need to see him pull off a great win here before I think with those two really competitive teams that we're going to take them down, but we'll see. Yeah.
This episode here has been brought to you by Bet Online. Thank you all so much for listening. Listen to us, rate us, review us. We appreciate all of that. Hit us up at Release the Show on social and releasetheshow@gmail.com. We are Release the Show, Seattle's Kraken podcast. New episodes each and every Thursday. We will see you next week.
Good night, Kevin in Denver.
See ya.
The
Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening, smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.